Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Is Mayor de Blasio's move legal? WCBS reporter Steve Burns is exploring that question, and he's joining us.
Steve, you spoke with an employment attorney about what kind of authority the city has here. What did you learn?
Yeah, guys, I talked with John Bell. He's an employment attorney based here in New York. He's pretty confident in saying this will hold up in court. He says a state or local government's authority here is pretty well laid out in a Supreme Court case that came back in 1905, Jacobson v. Massachusetts, when towns in Massachusetts were allowed to enforce mandatory vaccinations against smallpox. Bell sees a somewhat similar situation here, where even though a similar effort from President Biden is running into roadblocks, that's because the federal government's authority is not all that well defined. There is much more clarity, again, on the local level. Bell says this should hold up as long as there are the usual exemptions for medical or religious reasons.
We also heard from business leaders who sounded somewhat blindsided by this, Steve. What are they telling you?
Right. From what we're hearing, there was no heads up from the mayor's office to New York's wider business community before this announcement was made. Talking with Catherine Wild at the Partnership for New York City, that represents a lot of the city's biggest employers, she says they absolutely would have appreciated some kind of conversation about how this is going to work. Mayor de Blasio, of course, says that's what will be happening over the next couple weeks. But Catherine Wild says the lack of clarity now is confusing and disappointing. She said this is not going to help in the wider effort to get workers back into the office if employers now have to worry about how they're going to enforce these rules.
Steve, this goes into effect just as Mayor de Blasio is about to leave office. He'll do so at the end of the year. Do we know what happens after that?
Right. That's really the big question here. Mayor de Blasio has this starting up just after Christmas, and then he's gone on New Year's Day. So really, it's up to the mayor-elect, Eric Adams, on how this is going to be implemented and if it's going to be implemented. We got a statement from Adams' spokesman, not really making clear where Adams stands on this. It says Adams will evaluate this mandate and other COVID strategies once he's in office. So the door seems to be getting left open there somewhat for Adams to make some adjustments or even do away with this entirely if he sees fit.
Steve, thank you. WCBS reporter Steve Burns.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.